Tonight on South Dakota Public Broadcasting, you can tune in for On Call with the Prairie Doc. That's at 7 p.m. Central, 6 Mountain. You can also watch the show weekly on the Prairie Doc Facebook page. Dr. Rick Holm joins us now from the Janine Basinger Studio at South Dakota State University for a preview of tonight's program. Dr. Holm, welcome back.
Hi, Lori.
How are you doing?
I'm feeling great.
Good.
I just had 2 weeks in the British Virgin Islands sailing on a sailboat. That's what you call wellness.
That's a little bit of self-care right there.
Yes, it was so important.
All right. So tonight's show really dives into some of the myths about medicine, and we're really living in an increasingly information-sodden world where we feel like we can get, pretty good information to help us be informed, but also sometimes that information can lead us astray. But so where did the idea for this show come from?
Well, part of the idea of the television show in general is to ferret out what is true and what is facts as we know it. And there's so much dis and misinformation out there. Disinformation is people telling you an untruth knowingly. Misinformation is sharing you information they think is the truth in good faith when it's not. And because there's so much dis and misinformation out there, one of the advisors, when we were reviewing possible topics, had suggested, let's do myths. Let's just look at old myths and then try to put a new light on them.
All right.
And so we picked the show.
And that there's old ones and there's more recent ones. And some of the old ones, and by old, I mean the ones that maybe we heard when we were kids, were the sort of, if you go outside without a hat when it's cold, you're going to catch a cold. Let's
right.
start with there, with some of the things that our grandmas just told us that were common sense, but were they completely medical?
Well, you know full well that you don't catch a viral upper respiratory infection from getting cold. But there is some truth to it in as much as, if you are a person caring for cows or animals of any sort and you overstress them, they get sick.
Right.
And so there is some truth to it. And so I would counter that you don't get a cold from getting cold, but there is a point about the stress of it all. After the hurricane in the British Virgin Islands, 4 people were killed on the British Virgin Islands initially. But there was something like 50 or 60 deaths that followed from, most people say, the stress of losing stuff. One of our cab drivers said, stuff, too much emphasis on the value of stuff. And that you don't realize the value of friends and family, and there's where it's at.
As we learn so much more about stress and toxic stress and stress responses, it threatens to sort of veer us in that that myth direction too, which is, if I could walk around just behaving like a Buddhist monk all the time, I'd never get sick.
Right.
Address this little idea that we have, that we have control. If we can control our responses to things, if we can control our lifestyle, that you're a walking example of this, that somehow nothing bad will happen to us.
Well, if you look at a hip x-ray, you will see lines of calcium deposits that are linear up along the line of the bone, and you can see it as it crosses the hip bone into the pelvis. Those are called stress lines. It's the stress of walking every day that makes our bones strong. Nobody is without stress of emotional kind as well as physical kind. And in some ways, stress can and will make us stronger. I think there's a point of where stress can be harmful, of course. But you have to realize living a monk's life with no stress at all, no can be stressful for some people.
Right.
So there's the paradox.
Yeah.
But there's other there's other issues about myths. Drinking 8 glasses of water. If you've got an intact brain, it will tell you when you're thirsty. And a nephrologist told me one time, that's not true. There's no truth to that. Well, I think there is some truth to that.
Yeah.
Particularly while we were sailing in the British Virgin Islands, you can get dehydrated there very quickly. It's almost a desert. The air is very dry. There are cactuses on every island. It's a dry environment among all that water. And your urine darkens. you are getting dehydrated, and it's important to drink enough fluids. Of course, people suggest that beer is the perfect fluid for the
when
you're sailing.
But that brings up the you know, when people always say 8 glasses of water, I always think, why didn't everybody just die? You know, water isn't available in that quantities to most
Correct.
Of the world and throughout most of our history. But that doesn't say you shouldn't pay attention to hydration and, and the value, the value of it. Here's a good one as we look forward and get kind of futuristic, which is this idea that someday, you know, that our bodies don't really have to age in the way that they do. And, you know, 60 is the new 50, 50 is the new 40. Will we be able to prevent aging, you know, in the future? Is that a myth?
I was talking to a group of young people at SDSU last night as I was, and we were talking about books. And one book that a young woman had read was about a world where aging had been discovered, how it could be prevented, and people still died from cancer or died from accidents or died from, you know, vascular disease, but they didn't die specifically from aging. No one aged. And I think I said to them, I looked at them, you know, in my heart of hearts, and I didn't have any data to say this except to say I have no sense that will ever occur. We, you know, nature may change the natural death rate from 80 to 90, which is, seems to be where people live, unless they die of an accident or a heart attack or cancer early. But most people live to be 80 to 90, and that's, you know, that's how it goes. And I don't think that will ever change. I said that will never happen. You know, if it does, it's a destruction of the world, because then we'll overpopulate, and then you can't have it. We've got to keep changing, you know, over the population and bring in new ideas and new people and give young people a chance. And then when it's our turn to say goodbye, then say goodbye, you know.
Here's another myth, and that's that, you know, you can take a pill, and you know, there's a lot of things that that can replace a healthy lifestyle in pharmaceutical form.
I don't think there's one pharmaceutical thing that comes even close to it. I heard a guy say to me one time, my brother asked me why I was exercising. Because why don't you just take the cholesterol-lowering drug instead? I mean, you know, you don't need to exercise. Nothing holds a candle to that. I mean, even our very best cholesterol-lowering vascular drugs are really very weak and inadequate. Nothing like a walk every day, or, you know, with some bursts of a more aggressive fast walking. But I think it's hard to beat exercise. It's hard to beat eating less. It's hard to beat being connected and loving people and letting go of hate, because those are probably the most toxic thing in our world today. Is hatred.
We have created so many shortcuts as
yes,
a society, so we just want to create that one last one to make it a little bit easier to
There's no pill that no will bell. Take away hatred either, actually. I think love, we take our all of our wisdom in the, from the many years of past that say, love your enemies. So I think we need to do that.
I'm sure there are lots of myths and misinformation and disinformation around weight loss. Tell me about a prevalent one that you think people should know. Like, yeah, everybody's talking about this, but that's a myth.
Well, all of the fad diets seem to be low carbohydrate, and even the experts in diabetes will say, you know, less carbohydrates, less starchy foods, for example, less pasta, less potatoes, less corn, and eat vegetables and green leafy vegetables in particular more often, but less carbohydrates. And if you really cut out the carbohydrates, you'll get ketosis. You'll get, and they'll say the fat-burning diet. And the truth is you will burn fat and you will lose weight faster and you will feel better. And it actually improves diabetes better. But it's not a long-term answer. You know, the long-term answer is to eat less calories, more fruits and vegetables. If you drop all carbohydrates, you're going to cut out all fruits. For goodness sake, that's the nectar of the gods. That's the best. That and vegetables are what are so important to us. So one would argue the best balance, a balanced, less calorie diet based on fruits and vegetables, lots of leafy green vegetables, is by far the best diet. And not to look for weight loss as your goal, but to eat correctly and let your body do what it will do. Many of us will be heavy. Many of us will be skinny. We're sort of set by some other yardstick that we don't understand.
The show,
we've got,
go ahead.
We've got it. The Ziegler's coming tonight to answer your myths. I hope people will watch. It's going to be a fun show.
Right.
I've got my goofy tie on. It should be great fun, and I look forward to the show tonight.
All right. Tune in to SDPB-TV, 7 p.m. Central, 6 Mountain, or go to the Facebook page of The Prairie Doc. And the show tonight, Myths in Medicine, Dr. Google and Alternatives. Oh, we could talk for a long time about this.
Yes,
but
we could.
We'll let you go, and folks can tune in and ask their questions tonight.
Thank you so much, Laurie.